Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katiel Blad. Parasha Vayechi, Week 12, Second Aliyah. But Israel reached out his right hand and put it on Ephraim's head, though he was the younger. In crossing his arms, he put his left hand on Manasseh's head, even though Manasseh was the firstborn. Genesis 48, verse 14. Who is open to follow the Eternal in what is out of the ordinary? Ephraim was set over his older brother by orders from heaven. Israel knew very well what he was doing when he crossed his arms. He was guided by the Spirit of the Eternal to do this. His right hand was placed not only on the one who would receive a double portion of territory in the Promised Land, but who was also going to become the main tribe of the 10 who would form the kingdom of the north after the nation split. 1 Kings 11. In that way, Ephraim received a very important role in Israel. The two most important tribes are Yehudah and Ephraim. The salvation plan that the Eternal prepared for the world revolves around these two tribes. Even if salvation comes from the Jews, John 4:22, Ephraim plays an important role in the lost world's redemption project. In tomorrow's Daily Manna, we will talk about this some more. Today, we will stop and think again regarding the truth of the fact that the guidance of the Spirit of the Eternal goes over and beyond natural order. The logical order was that Manasseh would receive the firstborn rights, and therefore the right hand should have been placed upon him. But the Eternal wanted to change the order of things into something supernatural. It's easy to follow the natural course of things and do what's always been done or what we've learned we must do. However, when the Spirit of the Creator is in action, it is very possible that things change once in a while. That's why we must be spiritually open to any kind of change in what is supposed to be normal. When we walk with the Eternal, we must be prepared for any surprise that is out of the ordinary. May the Eternal help us have open minds for any change in the routine so that His Spirit can create new things in and through us. Many blessings. Shalom.